This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1207, Moai. This tradition is why Okinawan people live longer and better. By Ashlyn Leonard with bluezones.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Moai. This tradition is why Okinawan people live longer and better. By Ashlyn Leonard with bluezones.com. Moai, Japan. Noun. Definition 1. A group of lifelong friends. Definition 2. A social support group that forms in order to provide varying support from social, financial, health, or spiritual interests. Elders in Okinawa, Japan, one of the original Blue Zone's longevity hotspots, live extraordinarily better and longer lives than almost anyone else in the world. Moai, one of their longevity traditions, are social support groups that start in childhood and extend into the 100s. The term originated hundreds of years ago as a means of a village's financial support system. Originally, moais were formed to pool the resources of an entire village for projects or public works. If an individual needed capital to buy land or take care of an emergency, the only way was to pool money locally. Today, the idea has expanded to become more of a social support network, a cultural tradition for built-in companionship. In small neighborhoods across Okinawa, friends meet for a common purpose, sometimes daily and sometimes a couple of days per week, to gossip, experience life, and to share advice and even financial assistance when needed. They call these groups their moai. Traditionally, groups of about 5 young children were paired together, and it's then that they made a commitment to each other for life. As their second family, they would meet regularly with their moai for both work and play and to pool resources. Some moais have lasted over 90 years. One of the women Dan Buettner and Blue Zone's researchers had the pleasures of meeting in Okinawa was Klazuko Mana, who at 77 years old was the youngest of her moai. The collective age of the group was over 450. She stressed that it isn't just about gossip and chatter. It's deep support and respect for each other. Each member knows that her friends count on her as much as she counts on her friends. If you get sick, or spouse dies, or if you run out of money, we know someone will step in and help. It's much easier to go through life knowing there is a safety net. Even today, about half of Okinawans participate in a moai, and many are in more than one. During his research and explorations on Okinawa, Dan Buettner spoke to dozens of Okinawan nonagenarians, and centenarians about the role of moai in their life. He spent time with Gozei Shinzata, who was still spry, energetic, and cooked and gardened daily at 104 years old. He describes her daily routine in the Blue Zone Solution. Quote, "In the cool hours of the day, she worked in her gardens. At lunch, she mixed homemade miso into a saucepan of water. She spooned in fresh carrots, radishes, shiitake mushrooms, and tofu, and let it heat. Meanwhile, she moved up and down the kitchen, wiping clean the counters, sink, and even the window. When it was ready, she poured her warmed soup into a bowl, gazed at it for a few moments, and murmured, 'Hara hachibu.' This Confucian adage, intoned like a prayer before every meal, reminded her to stop eating when she was 80% full. After lunch, she read comic books or watched a baseball game on television and napped. Neighbors stopped by every afternoon, and a couple of days a week, her moai, four women who, together with Shinzato, had, at a young age, committed to one another for life, stopped by for mugwort tea and conversation. Whenever things had gotten rough in Shinzato's life, when she'd run short of cash, or when her husband had died 46 years ago, she'd counted on her moai and the Okinawan sense of social obligation, yimaru, to support her. Her friends had relied on a lifetime of Shinzato's support in return." End quote. It's much easier to go through life knowing there is a safety net. Professor Lisa Berkman of Harvard University is an expert in social connectedness and longevity. One of her studies looked into the connection between marital status, ties with friends and relatives, club membership, level of volunteerism, and greater longevity. The study found that the type of connection was irrelevant. Whether it was a spousal relationship or a tight-knit friend group, all that mattered was the bond the group shared. Research shows that your social connections can have long-term impacts on your health and happiness. You mimic the habits of your three closest friends. If you share similar values, healthy habits, and life goals, then you're likely to, 1, experience less stress. Loneliness can decrease your life expectancy by 8 years. In Okinawa, members of a moai experience the stress-shedding security of knowing that there is always someone there for them. 2, be happier. With each happy friend you add to your network, you increase your happiness by 15%. Happiness is contagious. And 3, live longer. Older people without close friends are more likely to develop chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and depression when compared to their counterparts. They're also at a higher risk for suffering from a stroke. Okinawan women, on average, live 8 years longer than American women. Their moai is likely an important component of their long lives. In all 5 Blue Zones cultures, social connectedness is ingrained into the culture. While Okinawans have moais, Sardinians meet with friends each evening for happy hours, and Adventists host weekly meals with their congregations. By finding the right tribe, you'll not only add years to your life, but you'll enjoy your time here just a little more. You just listened to the post titled, "Moai. This Tradition is Why Okinawan People Live Longer and Better," by Ashlyn Leonard with BlueZones.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. First, I should mention that this idea of the importance of social support and positive health outcomes isn't unique to the Blue Zones book. There are many, many published studies that have shown that having a close social network is important for our health, and the positive effects seem to go deeper than we once thought. We're finding that positive social support influences our DNA. Researchers found that when we form strong, positive connections with others, our DNA gets protected from damage. Now, follow along with me here. Imagine the shoelaces on your feet right now represent strands of DNA. Now, most shoelaces have those little plastic caps on the end that protect the ends of the shoelaces from getting damaged. Well, our DNA actually has something similar on the end of their strands to protect them from getting damaged. These little caps on the end of our DNA strands that protect them are called telomeres. Now again, these telomeres protect our DNA from getting damaged, but over time, these telomeres can get damaged themselves. So just like the plastic ends of our shoelaces get worn down over time, telomeres can get worn down over time, which leads our DNA susceptible to getting damaged. But scientists have learned that we can prolong the life of these telomeres, these DNA protectors. How? Can you guess? Having a strong, positive social support system. Now, a strong social support system doesn't mean having 743 friends on Facebook or thousands of Instagram followers. Instead, it's having a network of friends and family that you can turn to for support. Support without judgment. Support that provides unconditional love. Basically, finding your Moai. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.